ABC Radio Australia.
Well, this time last year, Vanuatu was hosting the Pacific Mini Games, an event which, by general agreement, was a big success. And it proved to be the catalyst for the Vanuatu team to win its first ever Commonwealth Game medal in April here in Australia. But as Richard Ewart reports, nothing perhaps could have prepared the local sporting community for what came next.
It seems that persistence has paid off for a small group of Nevan athletes who want to compete as skiers under the Vanuatu flag. Olympic Committee President Anton Boudier says they've asked for official recognition before, but until now they weren't taken too seriously. But after satisfying the committee that they have a development strategy and are prepared to be self-financing, a vote for recognition finally went in their favour.
The little funding that we do have access to from the IOC will be mainly directed into Vanuatu with our normal summer sports because we do not get any financial assistance from the Vanuatu government.
So who are these skiers who are so keen to represent Vanuatu? Antoine Boudier says they are expats who are already competing in Europe and North America.
We do know that we've got Vanuatu living in Switzerland and Luxembourg and Canada. I cannot tell you right now what will be the date and which competition, but we'll definitely be close monitoring the federations and the developments to make sure that they actually are fulfilling the obligations and actually do what they have promised to do.
The only other Pacific Island countries with a ski federation are Fiji and Tonga, who famously were represented by poster boy Peter Tafatafua at the last Winter Olympics in South Korea. The news that Vanuatu have joined Tonga on the winter sports map has delighted their federation president, Leafa Mataeli Warwick.
This is so exciting for us. We want to be taken seriously. We're here to stay. And I can't wait to reach out and see if we could work together. This is fantastic news.
The chief executive of the Pacific Games Council, Andrew Minogue, says he can understand the thinking behind the Vanuatu move as it fits very well with the broader aims of the international Olympic movement.
The Olympic movement, under the principle of universality, it does try very hard to make sure that as many countries as possible can be represented at the Games. So if there are Ni Vanuatuans, you know, living and studying abroad, if they take up the sport of skiing, there's always the opportunity to get to a Winter Olympic Games.
We didn't want to have like what we call a white elephant federations just for the sake of saying we've got a skiing federation. So if tomorrow, you know, we've got a Vanuatu resident contacting us, asking us that they want to be taking part in that particular sport, we'll definitely put them in contact with the federation.
Antoine Boudier's hope is Tonga's too, and Leafa Mataeli Warwick says two new athletes are bidding to make the grade in their team, alongside Cassetta Skeen, whose Olympic hopes last time were dashed by injury.
My director of sports is actually taking a couple of our athletes to Germany for tryouts, and I believe Cassette is trying to work his way back, so we'll see. We have a few issues here to resolve, but I'm very hopeful things will work out.
So what if Tonga and Vanuatu join forces with Australia and New Zealand to press for a Pacific Winter Games? Andrew Minogue says it's certainly not on the Council's agenda right now, but maybe in a few years' time, things could be different.
If you had a critical mass of countries that were participating in winter sports, and I think the other key thing would be the pathways that would be established by such a thing as a Oceania or a Pacific Winter Games. If you could actually use it as a pathway event towards the Winter Olympics, then it would probably make sense.
But in the meantime, Antoine Boudier is urging the population of Vanuatu to embrace the country's newest sporting federation and give them every encouragement.
The old days, Vanuatu people used to only be at home and competing at home. Now we do have people more and more living around the world, and it is their own rights to be able to live in those countries and still have that pride of the mother countries and want to represent that mother countries.